You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Curtain up, theater people, and welcome to Your Program Is Your Ticket. My name is Sean Chandler, and I will be your host. Your Program Is Your Ticket is a discussion of all theater works and the people and organizations that make it happen. As many of you know, Your Program Is Your Ticket is a helpful system where your program is literally your ticket to get into the theater in smaller, more intimate productions. It's these works we like to highlight, and it's our goal on this show to feature as many of these productions as possible while still discussing the biggies. Fans of the show may have noticed that we took a bit of a break here at Your Program Is Your Ticket. In addition to hosting and producing Your Program Is Your Ticket, I am a musical book writer, playwright, and screenwriter. One of the projects with which I am involved heated up, and I took some time to focus on that. But I am back with an exciting new episode, and I am sure you'll be pleased. Tonight's episode of Your Program Is Your Ticket has me at the Lorraine and Bill Dodaro Center for Performing Arts, a stunning, newly minted theater complex at Gilmore Academy in Gates Mills, Ohio. This gorgeous state-of-the-art facility is designed to give students a top-line education in the arts. The Lorraine and Bill Dodaro Center for Performing Arts inaugural event was a wonderful evening of Broadway's brightest, who star in Broadway Princess Party, an outstanding show featuring Broadway princess playing leading ladies performing our favorite princess songs. Also, look for a prince or two in the mix. Created in 2015 by esteemed music director and company fairy godfairy, Benjamin Rauhala, and two-time Tony nominee and Cinderella herself, Laura Osnes. The very first Princess Party was held at Feinstein's 54 Below in New York City. That led to an extension of 14 more sold-out performances and multi-city tours. This episode is divided into two interview segments. The first interview is with creator-performer the delightful Ms. Osnes and guest prince and friend of Your Program Is Your Ticket, Corey Codd. The second interview features creator and fairy godfairy Benjamin Rauhala, star of stage and screen Annalisa Vanderpool, the final belle from Broadway's Beauty and the Beast. You may also know her as Chelsea Daniels on That's So Raven, and Anya herself, Drama Desk nominee Christy Altomare. Do keep in mind that these interviews were held at different times to accommodate the busy show day, which may account for varying levels in volume and background ambience. So, without further ado, I give you the smashing cast and creatives from Broadway Princess Party. Folks, please welcome to the show two-time Tony Award nominee, Cinderella herself, Laura Osnes, and friend of this show as well as being my highest-rated guest, Broadway superstar Corey Codd. Hi, Laura and Corey, and welcome to Your Program Is Your Ticket.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Hey, thanks, Sean.
Are you kidding? What an honor this is to have you both here. First of all, I want to congratulate you both on Theater Mania naming Bandstand as one of the top 10 best musicals of the last decade. I was so excited when I got to see that because I saw you both in that. I saw it twice, and I've actually interviewed your pit drummer, Adam Wolf,
on this show. He's from here. He's from Cleveland.
Is he really?
He is.
Oh, you know, that's right, because I remember he said he was going back to Cleveland to get married. But
yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. He was awesome. And I'm saying pit drummer because there's two bands in Bandstand. There's an onstage band, and then there's the band inside of the orchestra.
Yeah.
Very, very lovely show. Had great themes of pulling together through music, and you were both so awesome in it. I wanted to congratulate you.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
It's my pleasure. Now, Laura, you are one of the original creators of Broadway Princess Party. Tell us how the show came about.
So me and my friend, Benjamin Rauhala, who is our music director for this concert, kind of co-created and conceived this. It started as a one-night concert at a club in New York called 54 Below, and
love
we
it.
Just brought all our friends to come sing Princess songs, and it was such a tremendous success that 54 Below wanted to have us back. And we did the same thing multiple times, sold out shows immediately, and then had the idea to take it beyond the palace walls of 54 Below.
Oh, love it.
And bring it across the country. And we did that first almost 2 years ago now, over two
wow.
years ago, at a theater in California called Segerstrom.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when Susan Egan came on board. And she helped us dream even bigger and said, I think we can really make this a thing and tour it across the country. So at 54 Below, and we do it in New York, we started with like 18 girls and everyone sang one song. And this we scaled it down to a 3-girl version, but you're getting original princesses who played iconic princess roles on Broadway, singing every princess song in the book. And they're award nominated, and it's really a magical night, as well as a super like classy, but also kind of kitschy. You know, we wink at ourselves, we love it, but it's not just for young kids. It's a night full of tremendous music and tremendous talent.
Lovely. I think that's great. I think that edifies multiple generations
Absolutely.
Of theater lovers, that you're bringing this to them.
Yeah, we're getting the Broadway fans, the Disney animated fans, like people who dress up in cosplay and love to come to events like this.
I read
as well as our individual followings. It's
I
really
read
fun.
There's a lot of cosplay. I did. Mm-hmm. I read that. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we encourage fans to dress up. This is a party, so wear your tiara. This is your opportunity to be a princess for a night and unleash your inner princess with us.
Very, very cool. And people will do that.
Not yet.
They
yes,
will. People
indeed.
People love to
princes, princesses, evil stepmothers, the whole gamut. We love it.
So are you getting all ages of people dressing up?
Yes. The cool thing is cool. that this music reaches every demographic. I mean, it's people my age who grew up with these movies. It's mothers and daughters, grandmothers and daughters. Date night. We had a couple propose at one of our concerts once.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been very sweet.
That's great. Now, I just wanted to bring this up that you also did an episode of a show called Winner Take All, right?
Yes.
Okay. It was on Friday. My husband took a picture of the TV guide and sent it to me.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Was that
cool?
Our episode, though? Oh, yeah, yes. It was our episode.
It was, yes.
I had someone actually message me that was like, hey, just saw your episode of Winner Take All. That aired like a year ago.
Did
and
it?
And so I'm thrilled to know that it's rerunning. But yeah, the it's a Jada De Laurentiis
yes.
cooking Food Network show, and we got to be the host, kind of, and the contestants had to make a princess-themed cake for us, and we got to taste all the cakes and
so awesome.
Judge the winner. It was really special.
How fun.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Oh my gosh. I've always wanted to be on a cake show.
Me
really
too. It was a dream come true for me.
I love cakes so much. How are the shows going?
Really fun. It's been so cool to get to visit so many cities and greet so many fans from across the world or across the country who have seen our videos on YouTube, and a lot of people have come from city to city. It's been really, really great to bring the magic to the people.
Wow. Now, Corey, what is your function in the show tonight?
So, leading up to this, this has kind of been a producerial event for me. A couple colleagues and I have kind of put together a little company and sort of brought BPP to Gilmore. And so that's kind of exciting from the other side of the business standpoint. But I'm also, a guest prince in the Broadway Princess Party today. And I have done it a few times.
You have done it several times.
This is my fourth or fifth, something like that. Fourth
yep.
or fifth time. So I guess this is maybe what it feels like, your fourth or fifth time hosting SNL, maybe. It's like, you know, stepping into the system.
The princely shoes, which fit so well.
Yeah.
He's a good dude, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Big time. what should audiences expect to take away from Broadway Princess Party? I know they're going to have a great time. Are there anything else that will surprise them?
We hope that people are transported, that you come expecting to have a party and have a great time, and then also have it like surprisingly hit your heartstrings. There's several mm-hmm. performances where we cry on stage. Like, again, this music just is so nostalgic and brings out the kid in all of us that I think it's so special. We have like little, last night we were in Indianapolis and there was like a group of kids. Like it was, I think, a Girl Scout troop that was like belting along to Let It Go. And it's just, it's so sweet. And I think for everyone else in the audience, even to hear that and experience that is very special.
What happened when you heard that, when you were up on stage?
We love it. I'm like, let it go, let it go. Right? They can't see me, but I'm like, yeah, sing along. We encourage it. We want people to get involved. But yeah, we hope that it's a joyful, nostalgic, magical experience for everybody.
Excellent. What's the most rewarding part of doing the Broadway Princess Party tour for you?
For me, I think the most rewarding is getting to meet the people after and see how you've like changed someone's life just through a song.
Of course.
Yeah. We do meet and greets after the show, so the fans wait a long time and they're always so like overwhelmed meeting the whole princess posse, we call ourselves. Mm-hmm. So
love
it's
it.
And it's so sweet. You know, people are like, you were my first Broadway show I ever saw, or I've been listening to you on this cast album for years and I can't believe I'm meeting you. And you know, they get their photo op moment and a chance to meet us after, and that's just, it's rewarding to know that what we're doing is inspiring and impacting an audience, the people who are coming to see us.
Both of you bring excellent heart to your shows that you're in. I've seen you both in Bandstand. I saw Gigi. I loved Cinderella. I thought you were so outstanding in that. And I just remember thinking, this young lady is really bringing the presence. Now, I also love Douglas Carter Beane, so I love the script.
Yes.
I don't know if you know this, but they're doing it in London very, very soon.
I did, but it's an Andrew Lloyd Webber version.
Is
of
it?
Cinderella. Yes, a completely new musical, the Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad that you cleared that up. but your, I just, one of the things that I liked about your version that you guys did was the empowerment that the female characters had,
yeah.
Which I hadn't really seen as much in past Cinderellas. But Douglas Carter Beane is really good with power in scripts.
He's super smart, and it was kind of a neat turn to have Cinderella kind of decide her own fate. She chooses to leave the shoe, you know, and she's the one that kind of rescues the prince more so than him rescuing her.
Mm. I agree, and one of the things I liked about that show was that prince had no game. At all. Santino, usually the prince has made like major game in these shows, but Santino Fontana played it like with no game. And so it always put your character in the power seat. And I love that. There was one moment where it's like two thirds of the way through the show where your character comes up and Cinderella comes up and meets him very, very quickly and leaves. And he just says, why are you always leaving
me?
Yeah,
right, right.
I love that moment.
She's like, the clock is striking. I have to go.
right? So it was so, so beautifully done. Okay, fun question. What other princess or prince have you always wanted to play? That's for both of you.
I don't know. This is the worst. I have no clue.
You're like, what princess?
That's okay.
Roles?
Yeah.
Like, what would it be? Like, it would be the prince in Cinderella or the beast in... You don't want to be the beast. You don't want to wear that makeup. That's
princes
intense.
Are so lame.
I agree. A lot
I don't really want to play a prince, to be honest.
I was gonna say, a lot of the stories kind of focus on the girl.
Like, I'd rather play the villain, I think.
Yeah, oh,
that'd be more fun. Yeah.
Well, what villain would you like to play?
Oh, maybe like... I don't know.
Again, like Jafar's too old.
Yeah, Jafar's
no,
too old. Scar's
too
old.
You could be like, who's Gaston?
Yeah,
like,
oh,
would
sure.
that be a little more fun?
Yeah, I could see you rocking Gaston.
Yeah, maybe.
Cool.
Maybe Gaston. I guess Beast would be fun.
Beast
is a complex, complicated prince.
Oh,
that's
sure.
probably the most complex prince.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, I'll go with the Beast.
You'd sound good.
Beast, with Beast.
And we have a winner. Laura?
I don't know. I think, I mean, if like... Tangled ever came to Broadway, like Rapunzel would be fun. And I think Belle has always just been like a dream role. Like, oh, wouldn't that be, you know, magical?
Yeah.
Belle's a great part.
Belle, okay, well, let's do it. Beauty and the Beast.
Great.
Right,
great.
There you go.
Gilmore Academy, 2021.
right.
Hey, I'm shooting for Broadway for you.
Yeah.
Great, Broadway.
Only because it's more convenient for me where I live. So, what a great, what a great time I've had talking to both of you. I'm so thrilled that you made time to be on the show.
Yeah,
and thanks for having
us. My pleasure. And I wish you like major broken legs in the show.
Thank you.
I'm going to the 5:30 show and I can't wait.
Super
excited. So
great.
Thank you for being with us, Laura Osnes and Corey Cott from Broadway Princess Party.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com.
Folks, please welcome to the show, star of stage and screen, Annalisa Vanderpoel, Broadway star and Anya herself, Christy Altomare, and music director and official fairy godfairy of Broadway Princess Party, Benjamin Rauhala. Hi, Annalisa, Christy, and Benjamin, and welcome to your program. Is your ticket?
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I'm great now that I'm interviewing you three.
Aww, thank you.
I'm a follower of all three of your careers, whether you know it or not, and whether I knew it or not until I read some of your bios, particularly you, Benjamin.
Oh, thank you.
And I'll go into that maybe a little bit later on. Okay, so I just overheard the first performance of the show on the PA system, because I'm doing interviews all over the theater now, and it sounds incredible. I can't wait to attend the evening show. Everyone is in great voice, and I really, really like the connective spoken journey that you're telling. That's nice.
Thank you.
In technical terms, we call it the book.
Sure, yeah.
You will, and it's nice, and it's warm, and it's encouraging, and it really is a lovely show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Benjamin, you're one of the original creators of Broadway Princess Party.
Yeah.
Tell us how the show came about.
My gosh, I was coming back from Disney World with Jeremy Jordan once, and we were on a flight at 6 in the morning, and I was jotting down concert ideas, and it was just a list of different, like, Broadway does this, Broadway loves that, and then I wrote down Broadway Princess Party, and underneath it I wrote Laura Osnes ? And I sat on the idea for a month or two, and Laura came to my birthday party. It would have been my 28th, I think, and she came in,
Wait,
and
was
I
there?
I know you might have been.
I might have been.
Yeah, oh, I love it.
I guess my invitation got lost in the mail.
Annalisa was living in Los Angeles at the time. and Laura came to the party, and I had just enough liquid courage in me to say, what would you think about doing an idea like this, like a Broadway Princess Party? And she thought it was a fun idea, and we didn't talk about it for a bunch of months, and then I had some concert dates in August where a concert I was doing needed to be rescheduled to October, so I called her and I said, what would you think about bringing that Princess Party idea to life? And she was like, sounds great, send me a song list. And I sent her a list of songs, and maybe 2 hours later, she sent me a she sent me a spreadsheet, and it was all of our best friends' faces next to what princess they look like and what song they would sing. And we asked those like 14 or 16 girls, and they all said yes. And that's how the first concert was born. And it was meant to be just like a funny night where we all dressed up as princesses and hung out together. But everyone, all these women who were so used to auditioning together were suddenly doing a show together, and they were so inspired by each other. And so it became kind of a phenomenon, and the videos went viral on YouTube, and we just kept doing them, and eventually the demand came to do it on the road, and so we developed this beautiful touring version of it, and we've been on the road with it since the end of 2017.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And from what I understand, it started at 54 Below.
Yes.
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 In New York, which is a wonderful club.
Yeah.
Like underneath the Studio 54 Theater.
Yeah.
I love that place. It's really, really nice. Ladies, how are the shows going overall for you two?
Oh, my gosh. Well, very well. But
yes, we've enjoyed every second of it. And this theater in particular is so warm and comforting, and everyone has made us feel, we feel like we're home. We're back in Studio,
54
Below.
Which I think used to be Studio 54.
It did.
It was the VIP basement room where Liza Minnelli used to, you know, greet all of her guests and such.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it keeps us on our toes, you know. We're all doing different things and living in different areas, so when we get to come together and experience a new city, but also get to share just time on the stage together, that's a real treat, and it challenges us, you know, because these shows change all the time depending on who's in it.
Yes, and just exactly like what Ben said, it's like, well, you know, when you play like the ingenue lady in every show, you're not getting to play it alongside of other ingenue ladies. So it's great to get to stand next to people that you admire and do a show together.
And a great show for children and parents to come see together. There isn't necessarily a lot of that.
Indeed.
Yeah. And it's about, you know, female empowerment. It's about people empowerment. It's uplifting. It makes people happy.
So get your tickets now!
I will when I put the show together, I will be giving the website address so
wonderful.
People can go and follow the tour and follow all of you.
Yeah.
What is the most rewarding part of doing the Broadway Princess Party tour?
I mean, I'm going to just say the obvious. Of course, meeting everyone during the show, because we are very, you know, interactive with the audience. But seeing just the smiles on all the young children's faces, that they're really able to see sort of a Broadway show in a smaller scale, and especially in cities like this in Ohio, where maybe people can't get to New York. You take it, Ben. You've been with the show much longer.
Oh, gosh, no, that's beautiful. I mean, the meeting the people is always so special, and getting to share this music with people who there's just generations upon generations. Like, it's so wonderful to see the children singing along to Let It Go, but it's wonderful to see the girls and men who are my age in their 30s coming with their parents who are, you know, in their 50s and 60s and bonding about the music and the times they shared as children, because this music lives in the hearts of everybody. So I think getting to everyone feels so uplifted by this music because it's about dreaming and it reminds everyone of kind of a simpler time in their lives.
So and it really is all-inclusive because of Ben, because of how Ben starts off the show, that it really, it's not about just young girls and women. It's really unleashing your inner princess, whoever you are,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know.
Yeah, that's really true.
What do you love?
I love the meet and greets that we do at the end, mm-hmm. where we get to meet. And I love, like, people have the opportunity that they can cosplay and that they can come as their princess and feel like royalty. And as you're meeting people, a lot of the times you get the sense that, like, this is a really special moment for them to get to dress up, to get to celebrate this music that they've grown up with or that they remember, or just get to celebrate, you know, us and getting to see us, only getting to see us from the internet and now getting to see in real life. It's really exciting.
And I love what you said about being able to see Broadway performers when maybe you don't have the capability or maybe the funds to go see a Broadway show or travel to New York,
right.
and they get to see you. And everyone is just super excited. I mean, mm-hmm. people were like, when you were back here, people were coming in and they're just all jazzed. And they do a lot of the cosplay. I love that.
Yeah, we love that.
Yes.
It's all of it's the cosplay, the after meet and greet, this whole idea that Benji has created along with Lauren.
Yeah.
Is genius. You'd think it'd be so obvious, but it wasn't. Somebody had to do it, and it's changing all the time and getting better and better. I just think it's genius.
Yeah, it's never the exact same show. It's always evolving.
The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Very, very cool. So each show is organic within itself.
Yeah.
You know, I think we change it depending on, obviously, which girls are in, but also which movies come out. You know, when Frozen 2 is out, I had to go watch the movie, and I was like, all right, what are we going to do from it? Because, mm-hmm. you know, it's what the kids want to see.
And also, too, Benji's creating brand new harmonies to these amazing songs like Unknown and Let It Go that people have heard a million times. How can we do it better? How can we make it different, but while still in keeping with the melody? And he does. He does three-part harmonies that are amazing that no one's done before.
I heard those. I would agree.
Yeah.
I was like, I've never heard that particular phrase done like that before. And we've got, you know, three, you know, megawatt actors up there.
Brilliant voices, of course.
Learning it is, you know, a different story.
Yeah. I know, I torture them, but it comes out real good.
He's a great teacher. He really is.
Thank you, Christina.
One of the best.
May I avert just a little bit and tell you why I'm such a big follower for all three of you? Okay. Now, I've already sort of tipped my hand to Annalisa because she came in and met me, but we are the theater OGs of Southern California.
I was born in Europe, in Holland, but I did, yes, I grew up in Bellflower, like right. You, down, you say.
I was born a little closer because I was born in Huntington Park, California, which is about 5 miles away from Downey, California. But we grew up in cities that were right next to each other. And I've lived in Bellflower and worked there. So there's that. And also she's played one of my absolute favorite characters from a movie musical in the stage musical. And she's played Esther Smith in Meet Me in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. I even showed her the book, and she's probably like, okay, stalker, knock it off. But I love that. I'm a writer, and I won a screenwriting award recently, and they sent me an interview. Thank you. And it asked me what my favorite movie was, and I put that. So I thought, And obviously an opportunity for me to brag there.
Listen, it's another opportunity for Renee Zellweger to do another movie and win an Oscar.
Well, listen, I'm just kidding. Annalisa Vanderpool, like Judy Garland, has legendary vibrato.
So I hear.
Legendary Beltress vibrato.
Yes.
Christy, I saw Anastasia, and
really?
I loved it. It was so beautiful, and I just thought, you know what? That lady has the capability of being the heart of any show.
Oh, thank you so much. I feel honored. I love this show, and I'm so grateful that I got to do it. Mm. And thanks for coming.
Mm. Oh, of course. Yeah, I loved it. And also, you're in one of my absolute favorite offbeat musicals. You know what it is, don't you?
Carrie?
Oh, my God. I chased Carrie, the musical. Forever, and then I really wanted to see your production.
It's the little engine that just, it's still trying, I feel. Still trying to make its way.
Well, I tried, we just couldn't line it up to see your production with the incredible, sadly, now passed Maren Mazie, who was so good in it. I finally saw a production of it at the, and you'll probably know what this is, the McCoy Rigby Theater.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's Kathy...
La Mirada, right? Kathy Rigby's theater. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Aww. It's crazy.
They did an incredible interactive production of that.
Wow.
Lyle Colby Maxton was in that.
Oh, wait a minute. That's the one where, like, you walk into the actual, like, gymnasium. And you're there.
Yes.
And there's somebody flying in it, like...
Right.
Jesus comes down. I don't know. I'm very confused.
Oh, yeah. It was incredible.
But I heard it was one of the coolest interactive productions. And I think that the writers were involved in a very close way.
It was brilliant.
That's why. And I heard, like, it came in where, like, Sue's crying in a chair as people are walking in.
Oh.
Just very cool.
Very, very grievous. And I love all of Duncan Cheek's music.
Oh,
and
thanks.
I love his. I love that you were associated with him.
Yes.
He's a great composer. Just saw Bob and Carol and Ted and Allison. I loved it.
Oh, yes. I got to work on the readings of that. What a joy.
Oh,
I love his music so much.
Oh, yeah. He's incredible. He's one of my favorite, if not my favorite, modern.
I love that. We've been lucky enough to work together for almost 6 years now.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
You indeed are lucky.
We never talked about this.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about it. I love it.
Oh, my gosh.
Fabulous. Okay, well, it's been such an honor and such a privilege and a pleasure to have the three of you on the show and break legs on the second show.
Aww, thank you so much. I hope you enjoy it.
I will be there.
We love you.
We'll try to make it different for you.
Weren't they awesome? I had such a great time interviewing them all, and what an outstanding performance. Well, folks, the proverbial 11 o'clock number has been sung and the bows have been taken, so it's time to lower the curtain. Thank you so much to my guests, Laura Osnes, Corey Cott, Annalisa Vanderpool, Christy Altomar, and Benjamin Rauhala. For more information on Broadway Princess Party, please visit their website at BroadwayPrincessParty.com. As for this show, you can find more episodes of Your Program Is Your Ticket at Facebook.com/YourProgramIsYourTicket. I'm on Twitter at @ProgramTicket. The website is YourProgramIsYourTicket.com. And I'm on iTunes and SoundCloud. Rate me, write me a review, subscribe. Folks, take a little time to see a show this week, and always remember, theater is for everyone. Until our next show, good night, theater people, and curtain.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SuffsMusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.